Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us today to learn more about the Fulbright US Scholar Program opportunities in France for 2021 application cycle. Please chat in the box if you can hear me, and also if you can hear my colleague Lisa Bernstein, who's joining us today, and if you can also see the new Fulbright logo. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Lisa Bernstein, and I'm the Fulbright Program Officer for the U.S.-French Fulbright Program, and I'm at the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. And I'm very happy to join Afrodita today to discuss with you the upcoming cycle of awards in France for U.S. scholars.
Thank you, Lisa. And if somebody could just confirm from the attendees that you can also hear Lisa, that would be great. Wonderful. All right. So thank you again for joining us today. And I just want to do a brief introduction of us. And thank you, Lisa, also for introducing yourself. So my name is Afrodita Krasnici. I work on the Fulbright US Scholar Program as the Outreach and Recruitment Officer at the Institute of International Education based in New York City. We're honored here today to be joined by Lisa Bernstein, the Academic Exchange Specialist at the U.S. Department of State based in Washington, D.C. Good afternoon, Lisa, again, and welcome to the webinar.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that the Fulbright Commission in France has done a lot of work to get different partnerships with specific institutions throughout France and also some regional government partnerships, and they really want to make sure that they get well-qualified and appropriate U.S. scholars to come to the to apply for these awards. Because sometimes people know about sort of the general all disciplines awards, but many of these regional awards and some of the more specialized awards are really interested in having American colleagues come, and they're doing some very special and innovative work, and they also really help the visibility of American scholarship and also of the Fulbright program in areas of France that might not already have these connections.
Thank you, Lisa, for the additional information about the opportunities in France. So just want to tell you briefly, we're going to go over the course of this presentation, and Lisa and I will introduce you to the Fulbright US Scholar Program in France, and we hope to answer many of your questions. And you're welcome to ask questions throughout. So we'll get to the questions at the end of the presentation. Thank you. The Fulbright Program is the United States government's flagship international educational and cultural exchange program. So we just want to tell you a little bit about the history of the program, because we want you to think about this as you're crafting your application, because it has to be integrated in your proposal as well. Our global network of Fulbrighters fosters mutual understanding between the United States and over 160 partner countries, advances knowledge across communities, and improves lives around the globe. It was established in 1946 by Congress. The Fulbright program offers opportunities for passionate and accomplished scholars and professionals of all backgrounds. Fulbright scholars study, teach, conduct research, and help find solutions to shared international concerns. It is sponsored by the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. The Fulbright program is administered in close collaboration with U.S. embassies and Fulbright commissions. So in this case, the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to France is administered by the Fulbright Commission in France. And also the Institute of International Education, the organization that I work for. We administer the program on behalf of the Department of State and Fulbright Commissions and the U.S. embassies. Today, the program operates in more than 130 countries worldwide, and its alumni include 86 Pulitzer Prize winners and 60 Nobel Prize laureates. So that's an amazing network to be part of. We're going to continue to talk more about the diversity and inclusion as part of the Fulbright. So I wanted to highlight the following regarding diversity and inclusion. This also includes veterans. Candidates who have served in the armed forces of the United States will be given preference, provided their qualifications are approximately equivalent to those of other candidates. Alumni can be a terrific resource for prospective applicants. So you just want to look also in our scholar directory, and we do, you will see there that we do provide opportunities regardless of the applicant's race, color, national origin, sex, age, religion, geographic location, etc. So just wanted to point that out here. We're moving on to talk about the eligibility and what it takes to be a Fulbright U.S. Scholar. So these requirements must be met at the time of the application. You have to be a U.S. citizen in order to be eligible. So many times we get this question, I am a green card holder or permanent resident, so that's not sufficient. Everything else in the application is, it depends. So PhD or other professional degree, terminal degrees may be required, depending on the award, of course. An MFA is typically considered a terminal degree, but then, you know, again, it depends what award you're looking to apply. Many awards are open to applicants with master's or other terminal degrees, and it is also open to professionals and artists outside of academia, because the Fulbright program has evolved over the years, so they're giving also opportunities to professionals to apply and be part of the Fulbright. And then you want to pay close attention to the teaching experience as required by each award in France. There are new policies on previous Fulbright Scholar grants and waiting periods between grants. So it has to be 2 years from the time you completed your last Fulbright grant until the time you can apply. So it has to be 2 years between that time. How do you select the right award? So the catalog of awards should really be the first place you look when considering an application, at least when you're thinking about where you want to go and what you want to do. So we do provide this information about the grant activity. I'm going to show you also later, if we have some time, how to navigate through our catalog of awards. So, you know, France offers various awards and preferred disciplines. So you want to also look for those and try to match your expertise, experience, and also proposal to the award description. If you have regional experience, you should highlight that. And if you speak the language, actually, it helps you connect with the community. Even though for most of the awards, the French language is not required, still, if you speak the language, you want to highlight that, and then also pay attention to the preferred disciplines listed. You want to keep in mind, why is this project that you're proposing to do or the activities, why are they relevant to France? And how is France going to benefit from this project you're proposing, whether it's teaching or research or a combination of both? And then France offers these opportunities for different career level of scholars, from early career to distinguished chair professionals or academics. Sorry, we are having some technical difficulties, but the opportunities in France, and usually I want to address these frequently asked questions, because just to remind everyone, the Fulbright Commission opened in February 2019, and the application deadline is September 16, 2019. So you can apply to only one award in France, and we can show you later in the catalog of awards how to review these individual award descriptions. But first of all, I want to address some common questions that we receive about the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to France. I've highlighted some here, and the first question is my discipline represented? France awards offerings are diverse, and there are opportunities from scholars in many academic fields. from arts to STEM fields. There are actually 11 awards that are offered in France this year. One is in all disciplines, and there are like more specific disciplines like biology and health, food, physics, chemistry, etc. So you just want to focus on trying to identify the best match. Then in terms of the career stage, again, there are opportunities for a wide range of scholars. Some awards are specifically designed for early career applicants, and France offers for early career candidates like the Fulbright HS Postdoctoral Award in Social Sciences, the Junior Research, and on the other end of the spectrum, France offers the Fulbright Tocqueville Distinguished Chair Award, which is open to more senior scholars with significant teaching and research. If you're interested in any of these awards, but you don't have a pre-existing contact at a French institution, we do have resources to help you guide through the process. So we do have also the Fulbright Scholar Directory, which offers a lot of information about the alumni. It is a searchable database, and it's an archive of recent grantees, and you can see where these alumni went. So how do I get a letter of invitation? Basically, we do provide, in most of the cases, the contacts are listed there, and if you can't find them, there are ways to research for contacts on internet, and also you can contact us. We do provide the email address for the person who does the outreach and recruitment for the awards in France, which is me, so you'll see my name there, and you can just reach out to me with any questions. And do I need to speak French, which is, the common question. And the language requirements vary by award. If there is a language requirement to conduct research projects, you need to indicate if you speak the language or if you plan to use a translator so that we see that this research is feasible. If the language is required for your teaching activity or research, it will be clearly indicated on the award description. So then, in that case, you will need to submit a language evaluation. There is a Fulbright for so many people based on, sometimes there are these opportunities to do to take the flex option, for example. It is designed for scholars who require multiple visits to the host country over short segments. So France offers one flex award, so basically you can do multiple visits within the stretch of 2 years for as long as you stay at least one month in France. There are awards for different levels of your career, as we mentioned earlier, postdoc awards, early career, or distinguished chair. So just in general, so you know, the Fulbright US Scholar program offers multi-country awards, France is part of the Global Scholar Award as well. So if you're interested to apply to at least 2 world regions, but maximum 3 world regions, then if you want to include France as one of those countries, then you can consider that. But just to keep in mind that the Global Scholar Award is a very competitive award. In some cases, the home university affiliation is not required, but then this will vary on each of these awards because every award is unique, like we mentioned. So here, if you run a general basic search for France, you'll see that there are 11 awards offered for 2021 in teaching, combination of teaching and research only. There is only one opportunity to do a 1.5-week seminar for International Education Administrators seminar. So I would encourage you to review all of the awards that might be a good match for your background, interests, and expertise. But again, we'll take a closer look at some of these awards, including the regional awards in France, which are quite unique. And now I would like to invite Lisa to tell us more about the awards in France. Lisa?
Thank you, Aphrodite. So the first award that I'm going to talk about, I'll talk in the subsequent slides about some of the specific awards and give you, just pull out some key pieces of information in the award description to give you an idea about what defines these specific opportunities. And you should note also that each of these awards has someone at IIE who would be happy to work with you to guide the applicant through the application process. So the first award here is the Fulbright Tocqueville Distinguished Chair. And this is really a unique opportunity. It's for an eminent scholar who has already, done a lot of work and is recognized in his or her field. It is open to all disciplines, all fields, and it's also open for all French institutions. So this is actually a very well-paid opportunity also, because it's for one semester, and it does offer 6,500 euros a month if you're in Paris, and between 6,100 and 6,300 euros a month if you're in other cities outside of Paris, in addition to a stipend for travel. So it is, something that was created really to improve visibility within France for the Fulbright program, and it's a combination of teaching and then also, doing research, but also doing some outreach in the community, because they expect that the chair will give at least 3 conferences outside the host institution aimed at a more general public. And this is, again, a way of doing outreach, of getting new connections, and of raising the profile and letting other non-traditional groups know about Fulbright. And it's also a way of sharing your own research in your discipline. You can begin any time after September. There are 2 grants for this award, usually one in the fall semester and one in the spring semester. And they do want the host institution that the scholar that you would identify in France to fill out a host form, because it's very important for all of the awards in France, but especially the Tocqueville Award, to have the real commitment and on the part of the host institution, and also a very close collaboration. So this is really something that, again, we really are looking for people to apply. It's at maybe sort of a higher level of academic visibility and experience as some of the other awards, which allow, early career all the way to, mid-career and beyond. But please do consider this award or let your colleagues know about it. The next one that I'm going to talk about are some regional awards. There are 3 regions that have had their governments support and sponsor awards for the Fulbright program in France. The first one, the Grand Est Regional Award, is for the Grand Est region, which is the part of eastern France. And there are opportunities for 2 to 4 grants every year in a research center or a university in this region. And this region, this regional award is open to all levels of scholars, including early career, postdoc-type level. And these regions are new. France recently changed its regional borders and went from, I think it was 28 to 12 regions. So the Grand Est region is made up of what formerly were Alsace, Lorraine, and Champagne-Ardennes, and it has a strategic position in the heart of Europe. It shares a border with 4 countries, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, and Switzerland. The Grand Est region has 5 universities, 35 engineering schools, 6 competitiveness clusters, which are clusters of research institutions and universities together, and it also has many research centers. The largest cities here are Strasbourg, Mulhouse, Reims, Metz, Nancy, Foy, and Chalon-en-Champagne. So you can see on the map here that there are several areas to it, with Strasbourg as the capital of that region. Grantees are expected to reside in the region of the award, but the region welcomes all disciplines, and there are some fields in which these institutions are known for and are especially strong. So while all disciplines are invited, if you are anywhere in the areas of generation materials and technologies, including advanced manufacturing machines and equipment, or bioeconomy and biorefinery, health tech, biotechnology, health materials, sustainable buildings, sustainable transportation systems, water technologies, or IT solutions, including cybersecurity, smart cities and agriculture, clean and renewable energy, or manufacturing, then these are specialties of this area. I'm going to move on to the next regional award now. And these are all research awards. Right? The regional awards are for just research. The regional awards in the Hauts-de-France region are two awards. One is for all levels of research, and one is specifically for junior research. And as Aphrodita mentioned, the Hauts-de-France regional award for the regular scholars does allow the flex, which would mean you could go multiple times over the span of 2 years. The Hauts-de-France region is up in the north of France, and it's situated at what is called the Golden Triangle of London, Paris, and Brussels. It's in between all three cities. And the region boasts a long-standing tradition in research. For instance, in 1856, Louis Pasteur was the first dean of the Faculty of Sciences in Lille, which is in the region. The region is currently involved in the third industrial revolution, which is called REV3, Rev3, and that includes the circular economy, energy, additive manufacturing, and smart cities. So while, again, all fields are welcome, specialties in engineering, life sciences, also humanities and social sciences, and also interdisciplinary or multidisciplinary research centers are available. And these research centers in the Hauts-de-France region have a national and international reputation. All levels of scholars are welcome, including early career, while the Junior Research Award offers an opportunity specifically only for early career scholars. And again, some of the particularly strong areas in the Hauts-de-France are new generation materials and technology, the health tech, IT solutions, manufacturing, and others. The final region in France that has a regional award is Nouvelle-Aquitaine, and that is in the southwest of France. It's the largest administrative region in France, and it has about 200,000 people studying in the region. About half of those are in Bordeaux, and Nouvelle-Aquitaine is an exciting place to be for research. It's also world-renowned for its wine. However, Bordeaux is also famous for the quality and number of its public institutions of higher education and research. The region has 6 universities at Bordeaux, Poitiers, Limoges, Pau, and La Rochelle. So the awards in Nouvelle-Aquitaine have 3 to 9 months of research, and again, it's all fields. some of the areas that are strongest are analytical chemistry, materials chemistry, green and sustainable chemistry, subsoil energy, optic lasers, health sciences, environmental sciences, information sciences, archaeology, economics and management, materials physics, and aeronautics. So those are the regions. And again, not as many people know about these regional awards, and it really is worth the time if you're interested in any of these areas, or even if you're in any discipline and you would like to reach out and find contacts or already have contacts in some of these areas to apply for one of the regional awards. And similarly, as in the United States, where, you know, typically international students and scholars will look to maybe the Northeast or the West Coast, whereas institutions all throughout the United States really are looking for these kind of cooperations. Within France, often people will just go to Paris, and we're really trying to get people out to the different regions. And also, France has done a huge effort to reward institutions of higher education and clusters of institutions that can prove their excellence. And so we do have these centers of excellence in these regions, so it's really worth your while to look into them and see if something would match your research interests. So the next thing I'll talk about is the all disciplines, which, again, is open to every discipline, and it's also available for any host institution within France. The grant activity can be research, or it can be a combination of teaching and research. The grant lengths are 3 to 12 months. For all of the awards in France, a letter of invitation is required. And again, we really want to have a commitment of that host institution to working with the scholar and to supporting the scholar's research and research and teaching. You do need to have a PhD or other terminal degree, although if you're outside of academia and in a profession, that's fine. You know, if you're in the arts or other area where a terminal degree isn't usually the PhD, that's fine. These awards, all disciplines are open to all levels of scholars, including the early career. And again, you can be in the humanities, social sciences, peer and applied sciences, also the arts. So that's the all disciplines. And then there's a postdoctoral award in social sciences, and that is junior research. And this is an activity that is only for research. It's 9 to 12 months. 12 months is preferred. You do need to have the PhD by June 2020 at the latest. And this is only for academics. The postdoc award only for early career applicants. This is at the LHESS, which is the School for Higher Education in the Social Sciences. And it's available for the specializations in American history, American studies, anthropology, area studies, economics, history, linguistics, mathematics, philosophy, psychology, and sociology. And this is really an excellent institution, the LHESS, the Institute of Higher Education in the Social Sciences, is a really international institution as well. Beyond the Fulbright, there's only one Fulbright grant for this. However, this institution typically gets at least 50 50 grants, or has 50 U.S. scholars coming on their own in other parts of other channels, and really is very international. So if you or your colleagues are interested in any of the social science-related fields, And again, it even includes mathematics, also history, which aren't always considered social sciences, but those are things to consider. This is really a nice postdoc opportunity. So, and then some other awards. We did mention the Hôte de France Regional Award for Junior Research. And then we have also the Fulbright Taliesin University Award. And this is 4 to 12 months long. And this can be either research or combination teaching and research. And the Taliesin is a group of institutions. It's the university, but there are also research centers there. And they're really looking for a multidisciplinary approach. So they want global issues with global complexity, such as that have scientific, social, and political aspects. They also look for modeling sciences and heritage sciences. And they also have areas of applied research in business and finance, art, luxury, and cultural heritage, and risk, society, and security. So those are very interesting. And then another fairly recent award is the Fulbright Imera ex Marseille University Chair in Migration Studies. And this is an award that is really for established scholars. There's one grant awarded for, they hope for 10 months doing research. And you would be conducting research in any discipline relating to migration studies. You would also be participating in a 1 or 2 day long seminar on campus on the theme of your research project. And the IMERA is the Institute for Advanced Studies of Aix-Marseille University. And this is the largest Francophone university in the world. It's in Marseille, which is in the south to south east of the country. And they welcome scholars from around the world who are engaged in cross-disciplinary research projects. This also has requires an invitation letter from a contact at the university. But this is, again, a very interesting opportunity, and there are researchers from around the world here, so this would really give good context if you are doing any kind of research in a migration-related field. There's also an award in French studies, which is specifically for in any of the arts, humanities, or social science areas. This, again, is 3 to 6 months research, and it could be any career level, including only career. Any field within the arts, humanities, or social or political sciences is welcome. And it could be at any French research center of French research center or higher education university institution. So that's all for the scholars, and then there is the one International Education Administrators Program, and this is has been going on for several years. This is specifically for 12 grants for U.S. international education professionals and also senior higher education officials. And the IEA program, the administrators program in France, really does want a higher senior level of administrator. They actually sometimes have presidents, provosts, vice presidents. They also have directors of international studies units on campuses. But we're offering a 1.5 week seminar in France. It's always in Paris and one other region of France, which will be determined for 2020. And it takes place in October. This type of seminar really helps U.S. international education professionals and also senior higher education officials create meaningful connections with the societal, cultural, and the higher education systems of France. The grantees have an opportunity to learn about the host country's education system and also establish networks with U.S. and their international colleagues. Often we end up having partnerships and connections grow out of this program. Sometimes the host institution that sends the U.S. administrator ends up hosting Fulbright foreign language assistants, the FLPAs, from France and from other countries, or they also often, hopefully, come back and encourage their faculty to apply for Fulbright grants. So the Education Administrators Program really aims to have a large multiplier effect, create lasting connections, and really connect the two countries on an institutional level beyond just the individual academic practice. So those are the different opportunities in France, and I will go back to Aphrodita, who will then follow up with some more specific information.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for highlighting the opportunities in France and also for giving us detailed information and an interesting background about each of the awards. So to continue, after you've selected what award you want to apply to, then you need to start working on the application itself. So the application form is an online form, and it's new this year. It's a Slate application. It's pretty intuitive and very user-friendly, so you have to register your profile there and start the application. And it also gives you a lot of instructions and guides you through the process. And we do provide also checklists for how to submit successfully and complete your application and submit it. And then the first important component is the project statement, which is 3 to 5 pages document where you need to highlight, you know, what is the plan that you for the Fulbright award that you're applying to. Because remember, this is a very competitive application process, and therefore your project statement needs to be very clear, concise, and compelling. So the curriculum vitae or your resume has to be updated and according to also the needs of the institution in France. So you want to make sure you highlight their requirements that they're looking for on your resume. And then 3 letters of references are required. So you want to make sure that at least one of them comes from your home institution, like head of the department or the dean or the vice dean. If you're applying for a teaching award, they want to see your abilities to teach, so that's why they want to see a reference coming from your home institution. The same goes for research. If you're applying for research, they want to see a reference from a colleague or a collaborator that you worked on a research before. And the third letter could come from an international collaborator, just so that they can see that you work well also with other cultures. So these are just some recommendations. And then, of course, you want to give your recommenders some heads up, send them your summarized project ideas so that they know what to focus their recommendation on, because it is a confidential letter of reference, and once you register them on the application, then the application itself will send the letters to the recommenders, and they will just fill it out, upload it directly to your application, but you won't be able to see that. Additional components depending on the award. So if you're applying for teaching, we want to see a course outline or your syllabi. You can use the same one you used here in the U.S., or you want to adjust it a little bit after talking to the French institution and see where their needs are and if that's like feasible in this institution, the teaching that you're proposing to do. Select bibliography for research awards only. So we want to see a list of resources that you want to use as part of the research there. And then if you're applying for a combination of teaching and research, we have to see both syllabi and bibliography. Language proficiency report is depending on the award and the requirement again. So you would need to fill it out yourself, like a self-evaluation, or if it's required to get a letter from a professional or a language instructor, then again, you would register that person as a recommender, like the same process, and then the recommender or the reviewer, language reviewer, will be submitting this on your behalf directly to your application. Letter of invitation is very important because we want to see the endorsement from your host institution in France. So that's why it's important to be proactive when you seek out the letter of invitation, because remember, in France, all the awards require for you to have a letter of invitation. So you want to send them your project summary, what you're planning to accomplish, and what is the impact that you could have on this host institution in France. And then they should include that in the letter of invitation. So make sure also that they indicate that the impact that you could have on this institution. And keep in mind that the letter of invitation should come from a person that you are collaborating with, as long as this person has the authority to issue the letter of invitation. Because at the end of the day, if you're selected, then you will need to get like an office desk or internet connection and et cetera. So that's why it's important that the person who has also some administrative role knows about this letter of invitation and approves it. Supplemental material, depending on the award, if you're applying for one of these disciplines, art, architecture, writing, and journalism, basically you need to attach samples of your work in one of these disciplines, and we do provide clear instructions on the format, if it's a video, audio, and a recording, etc. So if you have any questions about this, you can also write to us directly. But if we have some time, I'm going to show you our website and where to look for all these details on our web page and on the award description. So let's focus a little bit on the project statement, because this is very important, because you need to provide like a self-introduction to reviewers, and this is an opportunity for reviewers to see and get answers on, you know, what professional experiences and skills do you offer to the host institution in France, that they're going to benefit from this. And every application, remember, is a country specific. So why did you decide to apply to France? Why this institution and why this organization? Focus on basically what you're planning to do, explain your activities, whether it's teaching or research or combination of both, and the methods and goals of your research, for example. Impact is very important, and the outcomes from the from this grant, from the Fulbright grant. So, you know, what is it, your vision? Like, how do you see yourself after Fulbright? Will this experience help you enrich your curriculum, or are you opening door to future collaborations, etc.? And how adaptable are you? Because that's important for you to highlight. If you've lived abroad, make sure you mention that in your application. And it's important to see how well you can deal with challenging situations, because you are a cultural ambassador of the United States as part of the Fulbright program. So it is important that the reviewers who are looking at your application get a sense of how well you can work with the communities and work with other cultures and work with the French culture in this case. So moving on to affiliations and invitations, we do provide information of most of the hosts in these awards in France, and they will be found under the location in the catalog of awards. When the host is not identified, there are so many other resources. First of all, it's the internet, of course. You want to look them up and see what kind of courses they offer, what do they do, because they also have, in most of the cases, their websites of these host institutions are in English as well, because they have experience in hosting Fulbrighters. International offices on your campus could help you also with identifying some of the hosts. check maybe you at your campus are hosting visiting Fulbright scholar coming from France, and so you want to, maybe a student is also coming from France and doing a program there, so you can check there too. And we do provide a list of alumni who went to France as well, going back to 10 years. So the Fulbright Scholar Directory is a comprehensive resource for you to look at. You can filter by the discipline or the institution, and then just reach out to these alumni and ask them for feedback, for suggestions as well. And then just review the award descriptions for suggested hosts or resources, because in many cases, we also provide the information about the Fulbright Commission in France, who is very willing to help out as well. The letter of invitation, it's good to keep in mind, it's not like a contract. It's a non-binding expression of interest from proposed hosts abroad. So they could be issuing letters of invitations to multiple candidates. And like I mentioned earlier, it should come from the person you're collaborating with. And it should be on the host institution letterhead. They can sign it and scan it and just email it to you. They don't need to mail it to you. Just a scanned letter of invitation will be attached to your application. And how to submit a competitive application. First of all, it's important to keep in mind the Fulbright goal of fostering and promoting mutual understanding that we mentioned right in the beginning, because you are a cultural ambassador. And why Fulbright? Why France? Why this institution? What are you offering? Something unique? And how will this advance maybe the research that you're proposing to do? And how is the institution benefiting from this research or this teaching? Remember, this is an exchange of knowledge and experience. So you will learn from them as much as they will learn from you. So you have to be open to this dialogue. Cultural diplomacy is a very important aspect of the Fulbright program, and how flexible and adaptable in living in a new, different country. And then just to highlight again and again the outcomes and the impact and the multiplier effect. So where is this experience taking you in your professional development? How is this going to affect you personally? If you're planning to bring your family as well, you know, check, because some of these awards offer also benefits and support for bringing dependents. And then how is your home institution going to benefit from this, the students, then, you know, future collaborations that could, you know, come from this Fulbright experience. And basically just your vision on how to make your campus more international and enrich your curriculum. Here is the review process and timeline. So the application deadline this year is September 16. So even though it looks like maybe you have some time, but actually just keep in mind that the academic year will end soon in France, and then you really need to establish these relations with the host and get their feedback and get the letter of invitation as soon as possible. After you submit your application in September, we will be conducting technical reviews. So basically, if you're missing a letter of invitation or letter of recommendation or any document, then we will reach out to you and give you some additional time, but not a lot of time, so that you make sure you complete your application before we send this for the US peer review. That's the first layer of the review process that happens here in the U.S. It should happen between October and November. These are alumni, Fulbright alumni, who get together and review your application on a voluntary basis. So because they have been through the program, they know what it takes to have a strong and successful Fulbright U.S. Scholar program application. After that, we will notify you whether you passed or not this first stage. So those who pass the first stage, and then from November to January, the recommended applicants in particular, those applications will be sent to the host countries and also to the J. William Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board for review. Between January and April, the host country, France, will be reviewing the applications, and they should tell us no later than April of 2020 if you pass if you're selected for the Fulbright Jewish Scholar Program. Then from May onwards is the preparation for your grant, and then depending on when do you start, when do you travel, there is another department within IIE that works on your logistics, the travel, etc. So this is a very review, like a thorough review of your application, because remember, it's a merit-based scholarship, and that's why it takes like a little bit of time for different reviewers to check your application until they decide that it is selected. And the last thing for us, it is very important as part of the application process to stay connected with us. We do have the My Fulbright, which you connect with us through cis2.org. You become part of our network. We do send reminders. We do send information about the upcoming events or webinars, especially if you indicated interest in France or in a particular discipline. And then for any particular questions, you can email me at europeeurasia@iie.org, and I'll be I'll make sure that I respond to your questions within 24 hours. And then there is also the email address for the State Department colleagues who work on the Fulbright program, Fulbright@state.gov, if you have any questions for them as well. You can visit our website, which is cis.org, to learn more about the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. And then if you know any colleagues who are eligible and would be interested to apply to the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program, you can refer them. We do have a referral initiative that once you provide us with their names and contacts, then we reach out to them directly and encourage them to apply. We're very active on social media, so Fulbright has a dedicated Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So you can follow us on all these social media to get more updates about the program. You can also follow the blog. We do have that on our website. So you will hear stories about the Fulbrighters who are currently doing their program and just sharing their photos and their amazing life-changing experiences. So now we can check the questions and see. We have dozens of questions, and I would like to answer them. We have the first question, which is about the deadline, and we mentioned that the deadline to apply is September 16, 2019. So the first question we have, a specific one, is can a conservatory of music serve as a host institution? So Lisa mentioned earlier that there is the All Discipline Award, and you can affiliate with any appropriate institution in France. Lisa, you want to add to that as well? And also, whenever you're not sure if an institution is an appropriate or accredited institution in France, we can check with the Fulbright Commission in France, and they will confirm this information for us.
Yes, and yes, conservatories of music are eligible if you're doing research with them or as a scholar. Certainly, yes, the conservatories would be eligible as well.
Thank you. The next question that we have here is, what is the most convincing way of providing French language proficiency? I have two evaluators, and I'm going to take the CLEP French language exam. Would you recommend taking the test de connaissance du français? So basically, we do have the language proficiency form, and we, whenever it is required to provide an external language evaluator, we just ask you to send this form or register the evaluator on your application and send the form directly to them, and they will fill this out on your behalf. So they will probably just interview you. So we do not require that you take any exams as part of the application process.
And really, the main thing is that you have a level of fluency that will be acceptable for you to do the project, your research. If you're teaching, often the teaching would be done in English. But whatever project you have, you would need the language to be able to be sufficient to meet, you know, those project needs.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. The next question is a great question. How are early career and mid-career defined? I'm going up for promotion to associate professor next year. So we, in the Fulbright terminology, early career, we consider those academics or professionals who have 5 years or less of teaching and research experience. So that's the difference. And again, depending on the award, and sometimes they specify the rank, you want to just pay attention to the rank, because if the award is open to early career, then if you definitely, if you have up to 5 years of teaching and research experience, you would be eligible for that.
And that would be post-PhD, after teaching and research.
Right. Yes, thanks for adding that. Yes, so that's early career post-PhD, so working experience post-PhD. And then the next question that we have is, can you specify a French government ministry as a host institution, for example, the Ministry of Education? So, Lisa, I want to take that.
So if you were doing the federal Ministry of Higher Education, that wouldn't be in one of the regional awards. That would be, I guess, the all disciplines. If you're doing a research award, you would really be doing academic research. So if your project explains, you know, I don't know that it would be completely ruled out, but it's not typical. There are different. You don't have to be doing it the research in a university, and then, you know, you could be doing it at other kinds of research institutions or institutions that have a research component. But it would, you know, I think that would be probably best to contact us directly to explain the project you have, or contact the commission, because we'd have to see what type of research it was and how you'd be doing academic research at a ministry. It wouldn't necessarily mean that you couldn't do some of that research at the ministry, but your actual affiliation wouldn't necessarily be a governmental.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, Lisa. Yeah, that's important to know. And again, it depends on all the work you're proposing to do, and we can also check that with the Fulbright Commission on your behalf as well. So, and we can get back to you on that too. And who are the reviewers? The next question is, are the reviewers at the institutional level, IIE and in France? So the first level of the review process happens here in the U.S., and the reviewers are Fulbright alumni. And then if you pass that first stage, if you're recommended to be reviewed in France, then depends every year. France has different arrangements, but sometimes they invite the partner institutions to be part of that. Sometimes they invite the current Fulbrighters who are in the country, U.S. Fulbright scholars, to be part of the review process. And sometimes, you know, in many cases, it's also the Fulbright Commission is involved. And Lisa, if you want to add more information to that.
Yes, the second stage of it in France, the commission gathers a binational group of academics assembles selection committees, and they have several selection committees. So you would be evaluated there by people who had experience in your disciplines, but also members of perhaps members of the host institutions. And on-the-ground U.S. Fulbright grantees that they would be invited to join the selection committee. So they usually have, you know, significant number of people on the committee reviewing on the in-country part of it.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. And then the next question is, can multiple people be invited to apply to the same institution, or when you contact a host and they accept to send you a letter of invitation, will you be the only person applying to that institution? So, like I mentioned earlier, you have to be mindful that the same host institution could be issuing multiple letters of invitation. So that's not like a binding contract, but it's just basically they could be, you know, they would like to invite a couple of them, and depending on the you know, the review, first stage review and then the second stage review. So, yeah, you have to be just mindful of that and know that, yes, the short answer is yes. Lisa, you want to add anything to that?
Sure, yes, and certainly the institutions, if they feel that, you know, two or more of the applicants are very well qualified, they're happy to take multiple grantees. Some of the grants specify a certain number, but the regional grants all have more than one grant available. Some of the grants only have one, like the migration studies chair, but it doesn't mean that they won't invite more than one person. So, yes, you should be fine with getting having an institution, even if they've already given an invitation to a different scholar. They still might be happy to have you as well, and you also might have a separate connection, people of whom you are connected to at that institution. So certainly, if they, especially the regional institutions, but also all disciplines, they're happy to give out multiple invitations if they feel that somebody would be a good fit for their institution.
Great. And moving on to the next question, are grants awarded on the basis of the academic year or the calendar year? So the Fulbright grants are awarded on the basis of the academic year. So this is academic year 2020-2021. So basically, depending on the grant start date, some awards might start in the fall, some awards might start in the spring term. But again, you know, this information can be found under the grant length time, and there are like specific dates to which when do these awards start. So this is for 2021 again application cycle, which would start the next fall. Lisa?
No, I have nothing to add.
Okay. So the one more question we have, and we're it's 2 minutes past three, so I don't want to keep you all, but just we're going to answer the last question we have, and then we're going to just get back to you individually and as a follow-up message, because we are also going to archive this webinar and send it to you as well, so you can watch it and watch the PowerPoint presentation later on too. So in case of the Grant S regional award, you highlighted STEM fields. How competitive would a proposal in the interdisciplinary humanities be? Lisa, if you want to take this one, the last question.
Oh, in the interdisciplinary humanities for the all disciplines? I mean, the all disciplines award.
No, this was, sorry, Lisa, to interrupt. This was for the Grand Est Regional Award.
For the Grand Est, I think really if you have, you know, as long as you get, find an institution to partner with you who wants to, who's interested in your project, as long as it's a strong project and you have a strong interest from the host institution, I think it's fine. And I do think the interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary projects are very attractive in France. You know, they really are looking at things from multiple vantage points. It's really moving towards the interdisciplinary scope in a lot of ways, especially with these sort of centers of excellence and these groups of research centers and universities that France now has. So I think as long as the project fits in with the host institution's needs and they are backing you, and it's a, you know, a timely project, and the project description is very, you know, clear, and the impact is very clear, I think that they would welcome that. And even though some of the specializations listed are in certain fields, especially of very specialized sciences, that doesn't mean they wouldn't want a humanities project. You just have to reach out to those institutions and find somebody who, you know, is working in that field or who would like that kind of a collaboration.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. And I just want to add also at the end, because we had a question about sample project statements, we do provide that information on our website. We do have on the application instructions and application guidelines, you will find also information about previous successful project statements as samples, and then you can look those up too. So I want to thank you for your attention and thank you for your interest in the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program 2021 for the awards in France. And also I want to thank Lisa Bernstein for dedicating her time to tell us more about the opportunities in France. And if you have any follow-up questions, please email us, europeeurasia@iie.org, and we're happy to help you and guide you through the application process. I wish you good luck in your application and hope to hear from you again soon. Have a wonderful rest of the day. All the best.